Okay, we are in Hilcha Shechita, Siman Bet. We are starting with Si'if Bet today. Okay, Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon, a person who eats non-kosher for pleasure. In other words, he's got, and it could be whether it's Nevelos or Trefos, doesn't matter. In other words, you'd rather eat this piece of meat than that piece of meat, the non-kosher piece of meat, when you have two of them in front of you, because it tastes better. Or you only have non-kosher meat in front of you. Or the non-kosher meat is cheaper. All of these things are called leteyavon, for pleasure. And even, and it doesn't matter if you do it once or many times, because you're doing it leteyavon. Okay. So then, Yisrael bodek sakin venotelo. So the shochet, the kosher shochet, is going to check the knife and then give it to him. And then, umutar le'echol mishchitato. And then you're allowed to eat from his shchita, the shchita of a mumar nevelos le'teyavon. Because, in the words of the Berahetev, delo shavi ketera ve'achal isura. Because this is still a from Jew. He just has issues with eating non-kosher food, and he's not, when he has a kosher knife in front of him, he's not going to now take a treif knife, a knife with pegimot or whatever, and use it for shechita. Okay. The Beis Hillel writes, it's in the Be'er Heitev, that nowadays we would not eat from such a person. And just to put it in layman's terms, nowadays we have a din of Kabbalah, so it's not so relevant lahalacha. Okay. Right. Okay. Afilu yishchot beino lebein atzmo. Once you give this mumar letiyavon a kosher knife, he can even go in a room by himself and shecht, because he has a kosher knife in his hand, and he's not going to put down the kosher knife and take a treif knife. Obviously, since you're not watching him, we're talking about, you know that he knows the halachas of shechita. Ve'im lo badak lo sakin tchila. And if you didn't check his knife ahead of time, and then you have to wait, you can't eat from it until you check his knife, right? Because you know he knows the halacha of the shechita. He's still a from Jew. He's going to do it correctly. But you just have to check the knife. The knife's important also because, right, he's leteyavon. So it's easier not to use a proper knife if there's a little nick in it and it might make a puzzle. So therefore, we have to check. Ein litein lo lechatchila lishchot, but really lechatchila you wouldn't give him to shecht. Afilo kasher omer al gabav, even if you're a kosher shochet watching him, b'li sheyivdok lo kasher tesakin tchila, unless you first check the knife. Asmach shevdekenu b'sof. So you don't just rely that you're going to check on the knife after the fact. You wouldn't give him to shecht lechatchila until you shecht the knife first. But again, nowadays we have Kabbalah, so you wouldn't give it to him anyway. Now, a person was shachted, and you find out that one of the times, mitachat yado, from his hands, he gave out a kosher meat. He said it was shachted kosher, and he gave it. And it turns out that it was a trefa, and he actually made a mistake. So a one-off mistake is not a problem. We all make mistakes. And, we warn him, reprimand him, whatever appropriately. He's makabel to be more careful in front of three chachamim. But it's fine. Just because he's caught once doesn't ruin it for the future. Mikol makom, however, danin bazel lefiraot einei hadayan. Ba'adam ha-shochet. But really, it depends on the circumstances, depends on the person, depends on what the Beis Din sees, all the circumstances. Im kavar nichshal v'raglayim l'davar, if this is not, especially if it's not the first time, and there's what to stand on to know that he's problematic, so then ma'avirin oto. Then we remove him, we remove his shechita, his kabbalah, we remove him from being a shochet. Okay, gimel. Mumar l'teyavon sheshachat. Now we're talking a person who's just a mumar l'teyavon, And he did shechita. Afilu nishba sheshachat besakin yafe eino ne'eman. We don't trust him, even if he says, I know how to do shechita, and I know how to check the knife, and I did check the knife. And he does know the halachas of shechita. He's not ne'eman. We don't trust him for that, because it takes effort with the knife. And we can't trust his shavua, because, as the post can point out, it's in the Beis Yosef, shehu mushba ve'omed mehar Sinai. He's already been sworn in by Har Sinai to keep kosher. And he still eats. It's true, a tayavon, but he still eats treif. So therefore, we don't rely on his shavua. It's his shavua in this manner, in this subject matter, where he knows he's a mumar latayavon. His shavua is pasul. It's not reliable. Okay, dalet. Mumar latayavon sheshachad beino lebein atzma. Now, if you had this mumar latayavon and he shechted by himself. And then you see him after he comes out of his room or his wherever he's shechting, where no one was watching him, and he's got two knives in his hands. One of them is perfectly smooth, no nicks, sharp, everything, and the other one is very problematic, or pasul lagamrei, whatever it is. And you're ne'eman. You trust him to say he used the kosher knife. Why? Because again, if they're both in front of him, he's not going to use the treif one. He's only lit te'avon. It's only when it's easier for him or for pleasure. So then we don't trust him. But if he has everything in front of him to use, it's okay. Okay. V'afil im nimtza basar biyado. Also, let's say he has meat in his hand, and you don't know if he shechted it or not, and you can't check his knife. So if you can't check his knife, you can't use it. But im yesh mumchim ba'ir. But if there's other kosher shochtim in the city, ne'eman lomar mumche shachat li. And you could trust him and say, if he says, okay, I didn't shecht this meat, so it's nothing to do with me and my knife. I didn't shecht it. It's Mr. Ploni mumche. You have to designate who was the shochet. And if you say, that shochet is the one who did it for me, then you can rely on him. Okay, hey. All right, right? So in some aspects, we do trust him, and in some we don't. Hey, mumar lahachis. So this is much worse. This is a mumar who doesn't keep any of the mitzvos. Lahachis, in order to anger a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What's the case? You have two pieces of meat in front of you. They both taste just as good. You get the same hana'a, benefit, or pleasure. And you push aside the kosher, and you eat the treif, just in order to anger a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's what we call a mumar lahachis. The Rashal says, even one time, because now he's a mu'ad, and he can to make it the nevela on purpose, as he shechs it. He can do a hadrasa, or whatever he wants to do. Okay, we'll get into those later. And it doesn't matter now, you need to have, obviously, some kind of testimony to know you're a mumar lahachis, but it doesn't matter if it's done b'tzina or b'farhesia. Right, b'farhesia, we're going to see, you have to have 10 men in public, but it doesn't matter if it's b'tzina or b'farhesia, if you're a mumar lahachis, you're a mumar lahachis. Okay. Afilu ledavar echad. And it could be for any mitzvah. He points out over here, in Madani Shulchan, it's a short list of poskim, that it's only by a din d'araisa. It has to be, oh no, one second. Actually, I take that back. It's unclear to me if it's by a din d'araisa or by a din d'rabbanan, since you're doing it lahachis, but, no. Okay. He does say clearly, by derabanan, you don't become a mumar lahachis, only by an isurei de'araita. Okay. But, all right, I'm not sure if anyone argues, but he brings down a slew of poskim. Fine. So, ledavar echad, such as, you're actually using it for avodah zarah to pour, you're doing the nisa chayayin, for example, whatever you are mumar for on a din de'araisa. So then, for sure, it applies. Oh, mumar la'avodas kochavim. So it could be any mitzvah lahachis, or just avodah zarah, even not lahachis. Okay? That has the same category. It's that bad. Oh, l'chal shabbos beferhesia. Or you're also doing it l'chal shabbos beferhesia, that also puts you into the same category. And beferhesia is 10 men in public. And some point out, even if you know it's going to be found out, that 10 people are going to find out. Like, you have witnesses, there's not 10, but you know 10 people are going to find out. So that might also be. No difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur, that has the same din. But by Yom Tov, it's a machlokas if that has the same din. Okay. Okay. Now we said Mumar Lahachis is even if it happens only one time. But to be called a Mechalel Shabbos Beferhesia, so then some say that's only if you do it many times. Three times minimum, but not one time. Okay, that many point that out, but it's a machloket. Let's see what else. Let's go on. O shehu mumar l'kol haTorah, or if you're a mumar l'hachis for any mitzvah, afilu chutz mishtayim elu, even beside these two, and dino ke'oved kochavim, and also by mechal Shabbos. Okay, we'll leave that. Hagah, umi she'eno choshesh b'shchita, and someone who is not careful with shchita, ve'ochel nevelos b'lo le'teyavon, and he's not eating the treif just because of teyavon purposes, af al pi she'eno se lahachis, he's not saying he's doing it lahachis, but dino kemumar lahachis. It has to be where you know you're doing it le'teyavon, and it could be even a little teyavon, then you're only le'teyavon. But once there's no teyavon whatsoever, you have the din automatically of lahachis. Right. When it's possible, even then you would prefer kosher. Right. But if there's zero benefit whatsoever, even if he's not mamish doing it to anger God per se, but there's zero benefit, and he knows what he's doing is aser, so that has the din of lahachis.
And Tavachol, if he doesn't
know, if he's a shogeg, it's not a mumra lahachis. Okay, Vav, Mutar le'echad mishar averos.
Mumar.
Oh, I don't know what I said. Sorry. Mumar le'echad mishar averos. A person is a mumar for any of the other mitzvos. Ein sarik livdok lo sakin. You don't have to check his knife, because we're talking about le'teyavon. Otherwise, it's not shayach. So we're talking about le'teyavon, and he has a teyavon for another mitzvah. But that doesn't ruin him for shechita, so you don't have to check his knife. Ula harambam tzarich, the Rambam says, you do have to. V'davka b'mumar la'avera, that's, now we're only talking about an avera, that you're mumar for, aval mishehu pasu le'edus ba'avera ma'aviros sheltara, ma'aviros sheltara, if a person is pasu le'edus, and from a din tara, and you get malchus for it, whatever, ein tzarich livdok lo sakin afil harambam. You don't, so, you only pasul the edus, but you're not a mumar. You're not a mumar to do the avera. You're just pasul the edus. So then, even the Rambam would agree. You don't have to check his knife. Okay. Again, nowadays with Kabbalah, not so relevant. Ga mio im pasul the edus mishum sheachal nevelos. But if you're pasul, I mean, this is kind of going without saying. Kind of know this already. If you're pasul le'edus because you're eating nevelos, and that itself makes you pasul le'edus, so avo bi she'eno mumar lekach kevan shu chashu le'achol nevelos dino kemumar lekach. So for this, so since you're chashu to eat nevelos le'teyavon, you're for this halacha, you're like a mumar, and therefore you can't. We don't trust you, and we have to check the knife for you. Okay, zayin mumar le'arelos, a person who's a mumar. In other words, he never got a bris milah. Okay. And when he got older, he didn't feel like getting a bris milah. Okay. Or a person also, he didn't also give a bris milah for his son. Okay. So, dino kemumar la'avera achas. So, he is a mumar for this mitzvah. But it doesn't necessarily ruin you for other for shechita. V'im eino arel ela mipnei shemeitu echal achna mila hareyu kasher Yisrael hareyu kishar Yisrael kasher. Now, if you're not getting a bris mila, that because of someone in your, I think it's your older brother. Your older brother died from getting a bris mila, so therefore you're not getting a bris mila, so then you're still a kasher. Two older brothers, is that correct? I think so. Normally that's how it goes. Definitely if it's two older brothers, that's for sure. It's a discussion by one, what to do with one. But he's still chayev, but what's put in his status, we'll just leave one as a tzarechion, but for two for sure. Okay, fine, very good. Chet, let's get to kuti. Ha'idna dina kol v'kachavim. So a kuti is someone who we know they converted because they were afraid, and the question is, was there I'm not going to go into the whole story, but basically they were afraid of the lions, so they converted to Judaism, and there's a machlokas in the, I think it's Tanaim already. Do they have a status of converting properly, or it's an improper conversion, or an improper conversion? And it seems to be that the halacha generally assumes that they are gerei emes, that they were it's a discussion, but generally it's assumed that they were gerei emes, a proper conversion. But then, since they went back to not being keeping the halachos again, so then Chazal gave them the status of being completely like a non-Jew, and they turned them into a non-bar zvicha. And so since they're not bar zvicha, and Chazal made them with that category, so the halacha is, for this halacha of shechita, we say they're 100% like a non-Jew. And that means if they shecht, so it's a nevela, and it's a discussion if it's a nevela derabban. So we learned by a non-Jew, it's a nevela minatara, but the question is, by Akuti, if it's a nevela mida rabbanan or mida araisa.
Even
bizman hazeh. And some say, that's what he writes over here, in Madanei Shulchan, for the halacha, we're going to get to it soon, for oto ve'et beno, if you shecht the two parents, the mother and the child, on the same day, that's aser. But if Akuti does it, there's no violation of Otso ve'et beno, and it's no problem, and you can eat from it. So it's a nevela. Take that back. But there's no iser of Otso ve'et beno. So, okay.
Even if, according to the man that holds it,
Gary Emes,
it's not nevela, there's no iser of Otso ve'et beno?
On a deraisa level. So it's a question.
And then Yisrael shechts the son on the same day, it's mutter.
Yeah, whatever the Jew shechts is mutter. Exactly. Yeah, that's what he writes. Because Chazal turned it into a lav bar zvicha. It's a question. But we'll leave that as a tzarachin for each achron to... Exactly. But, okay. Tet. Siduki, that's what he paskens. Tet. Siduki ubaitosi, heimanim shachim achar tzadak ubaitos min tamidei antigonish ish socho shiatsu atar butra ve'ena ma'aminim bet Torah shebe'alpe. So people who are from tzadak ubaitos, they learn from them. And basically it means anyone who follows the Torah shebichtav, but they don't follow Torah shebe'alpe. They don't accept the chachamim. They don't accept our mesorah. So what's the halacha by them? Right? Okay. Applies to the same Karaim. Anyone who doesn't follow Torah Sheba Alpeh, nowadays too. Okay? So Eve, you're not allowed to eat from, you're going to read it, right? Shechita tan asura. Their shechita is 100% pasul. Eli imkein shachtu v'acherim omdim al gabehim. Unless you have a proper shochet watching over them. V'gam bat kulehem sakin. So you're watching them to make sure they do it according to the halacha, and you check their knives. Then you can use it. Masar dino kemumar, ushchita ato psula. And a moser who gives over, a tattletaler who gives over, verbally, he gives over money from a Jew to a non-Jew. And he's instrumental in making this happen. So then, his halachas, we treat him like a mumar, and his shechitas 100% pasul. V'yesh machshirin, but some say it's actually a mutter. Okay. Yud, let's go on. Hitchil psul lishchot v'gamar. V'gamar kasher. You have two people doing the shechita. You have one person that's pasul, right? We learned all these different types of mumarim, whatever it is, non-Jew. He starts to do the shechita. And then comes a kosher shochet with Kabbalah, and he finishes off the shechita. Or shehi tchila kasher v'gamar psul, or the opposite, starts out kasher, and then the pasul comes to continue. Psula. Psula, b'med var memorim, but in what situation? Shehit chila psul b'davar she'oseh ota nevela. Has to be where the, if we're starting with the pasul, he does more than just cutting the skin, the hair and the skin of the animal. He's actually going in to the veshet, or berov akana, into the majority. Has to be where he cuts into the majority. Well, a mashuhu by a veshet, or the majority by the kana, so then it's pasul. Aval im hitchila psul bechatzi kana, but if he only is in the skin or the chatzi, the less than half of the windpipe, v'gamar akasher, and then the majority and main part was done by the kasher, then it is kshera. Okay, yud aleph, hayu yisrael upsul ochazim besakin v'shochtin psula. If you have a Yisrael and a Psul together, and they're both holding the knives together, and they're shechting together, so the halacha is, it's a Psula. Ve'in sarich lomar im ko echad sekino biyado. And certainly if they each have a knife in their hand, and they're both shechting at the same time, because we need to have both koach gavra, and it has to be where they're both bar zvicha. And he is instrumental, I guess at 50% of it, and that's ruining the shechita. The majority has to be. Shachta kof psula. And if a monkey shechts it, so it's a question, do we call that koach gavra? So even though we might be mekel, some are mekel by netilas yadayim, by a kof pouring water on you, that's netilas yadayim is a din derabanan. Shechita is a din deraisa, so therefore we say it's definitely pasul. Okay, we'll do one more si'if real quick. Siman gimel, si'if aleph. Shechitat chulin eina tzricha kavana afilu mitasek ba'alma lachtoch o shezarak sakin lenoatza bekota. If you need to have kavana that you're shechting. Taz points out that the Chazal said, by kochim, you need to have kavana that you're shechting l'shem shechting. And right from the pasuk, v'shachat et ben habakar. Shmamina, by chulin, you don't need to have any kavana that you're shechting, but you still need to have v'zavachta, a maisa, you need to have koach gavra. So now we can understand this halacha. So, shechita chulin, you don't need to have kavana that you're doing it for shechita, you can just, it could just happen by on its own. In other words, we'll see a couple examples. You could be throwing, as if you're throwing darts, you're throwing knives on the wall. And you didn't expect an animal to be there. But you have your koach of gavra, your strength. Shazarik sakli noatza bakota. Vishachta kehilchata kashera. And you shacht it properly, it's 100% kosher. Vushara shalo hichlid. You have to just make sure that it didn't like, we'll explain this later, but like it didn't get slid underneath the skin, because it has to have clear vision from your eyes to the knife to your shechting in order, from hair to skin. It's really better to get the hair out of the way, but we'll talk about that later. And then you go to the simanim. Perush inyan ni'itza tchiva milashan chulda, from a lashan of a rat that goes שנכנסת בחורין ובסטקין, that goes into crevices and holes. הסכין בין סימן לסימן או תחת האור, you just have to make sure you saw that it didn't get underneath the skin, or between the simanim, has to go in order, one over the other. Ve'im, we'll explain more later. Ve'imatza hanotza od hasear chatuchim vadei lo hechlid. And afterwards, if you just look at it and you see that it looked like it was done in order, so then you assume it was done in order and it's fine. Right, you'd see the hair and the skin are all shechted in order to the simanim. It looks like it normally looks. Va'afilu hipil ha'sakin biyado. Even if you drop it, oberaglo shelo bekavana klal v'shachat shchitato. Even if it has to be low, a little bit, like you're moving down your hand and then it drops. It has to be a little bit of koach gavra and then it's kshera. Aval im nafla me'atzma. But if you're just holding it and it just drops by itself, psula. Tebeinan koach gavra. וכן אם היית עסקי מנחה בחיקו ביד ונפלה מידו או מחיקו שלא בכוונה בנפלה מעצמה דמי ופסולה. If it's in your pocket and it just drops out all on its own, then that's puzzle, because there's no koach gavra in that case. And the Shach points out, לא חשינן שמה. Once you check it, it's okay. And we never assume that you shechted less. This is a general rule. You always shecht and look at this and then look at the simanim afterwards. And we never say that, oh, maybe it wasn't shechted rov, and that through the pirkus, that it does its rattle, death rattle, then that's what made it shecht more, open up more. That we don't say.